American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. We're joined by the executive chef at the K Club who has a recipe for Yuk Sung. I should say the new executive chef at the K Club. Gary, it's the first time I've had a chance to talk to you. This, of course, Gary O'Hanlon. Congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you, Anton. It doesn't feel too new at the minute, mate. But
well, no better, man.
Yeah, 3 months in and going good.
You're going to give us a recipe for Yuk Sung. So over to you.
Yeah, it's probably a bit of a different one to what I normally do, but Stevie of the Pig's Ear fame, a good buddy of yours, Anton, as well, we went to Kites a few summers ago. Ireland were playing. It was actually the one day Declan Rice played for Ireland, so there's a little nugget there. And we went in there, and both of us love Yuk Sung, and Kites and Ballsbridge, I think, does the best Yuk Sung. A shout-out to them in the country. So a couple of key things with this recipe, Anton, really. And I'm going to start with the iceberg lettuce, okay? And a little trick there, you get the iceberg, you just run a knife in and around the central root of it, and you pop it back out, just the same way that you would take the root out of a heirloom tomato or any kind of a tomato. Once you do that, remove the soft one or two outer leaves. Get a big, huge bowl. It needs to be bigger than what you think you need, with some iced water. It needs to be ice cold water. And then starting at where the root would be, try and take off the leaves of iceberg lettuce as whole as you can. These are going to be what you actually serve the Yuk Sung in. So trying to keep them as big and shovely looking as you can, the better. Put them in ice water. Once they're in there for about 20 minutes or half an hour, they're going to be perfect. They'll absorb some of the ice water. They'll get harder and they actually end up be getting a lot crispier. So then set that aside. And going into the Yuk Sung, what you got to use is minced meat, but minced pork meat, okay? There's always a lovely fat content with pork mince. Get a cast iron pan or whatever you want to use, but a cast iron pan is brilliant because they retain heat really well. Get a decent bit of heat into it and then start to saute off a little bit of garlic, a little bit of shallot. Get them sweated down so like you're going to cook them without too much color. And then some ginger, get a decent amount of ginger. Again, you know, I use about a finger of ginger if I'm making like enough for about 3 or 4 people, and peel it, grate it into it, and then in with your pork mince. Okay. Once you get that in there, season right away. The minute you get any sort of food in the pan, you season and season what you see. Don't season what you think is going to be in there when you're finished. Just what you see minus about 10%. So always leave it that it can take a wee bit more. Brown off your pork meat. And then at this point, once there's a decent bit of color in, you can start incorporating sliced water chestnut, bamboo, sliced red pepper, green pepper, some onion. Again, once you add all them vegetables and bits and bobs, season with a wee bit more salt and white pepper. Now, when you've got that sort of cooked in and cooked down, add in, you're almost sort of going to start deglazing, add in a bit of soy sauce, oyster sauce, a little bit of fish sauce, ponzu, if you have it, is another nice little ingredient to put in there. The juice of a lime, the juice of a lemon. Just sort of freshen it all up, okay? And then oyster sauce is almost your binder, your sauce. You're going to kind of thicken it, add in the sauce until it gets almost a ragu-like sort of feel to it. You may need a little teaspoon or two of corn flour mixed with water if you feel you want to bring it together and make it a wee bit more saucy. It's a nice little trick. So you can do that. Now, for texture, you got to start thinking the end. So keep some coriander for right at the end, some sliced scallions, but also vermicelli. If you buy some vermicelli noodles, the little dried white, they're almost like a little tiny little sticky white noodles that you drop in a fryer at 170 and they puff up the way a prawn cracker would. Fry them, drain them off, break them up into this is almost the last thing you do, along with the scallions and some coriander. And then what you're going to do is, once you're happy with the seasoning, season to taste, drain off the water off your iceberg, put it in a big bowl with some kitchen paper in it to take any excess water coming down, serve it in the table family style, and also the same with the Yuk Sung, with a large spoon in it on the table. And everybody just tears off an iceberg lettuce cup leaf, spoon in, the appropriate amount of yoksung filling, and then you eat it like that, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Strikes me, Gary, as one of those recipes where the mise en place is pretty important. Get all of this done before you apply heat to anything.
Well, look, it doesn't matter what you're cooking, Anton. You know me now a long time, and mise en place is king. It doesn't matter if you're making a soup, a sauce, or something simple. Always have your slicing and dicing. Even the professionals, they never really start cooking unless all the slicing, chopping, and dicing is done. Everything's sectioned off. But in particular, you're right with this dish, because when people go online and they look at the recipe, they might think, oh my God, there's so much there. But you know what? Any larder or any press, if anybody does any kind of cooking at home or any kind of curries or any kind of Chinese dishes of any sort, they probably have a bottle of soya sitting there for a couple of months. They probably have all sorts of little bits of sauces. And this, as I say, this is a fridge emptier. If you've got a half an onion or a half a pepper or a half a courgette or whatever it'll be, some lettuce, and then you've generally got spices, salt, seasonings and whatnot in your larder, you can just start throwing wee bits and bobs. And look, I've used peppers and onions, scallions, coriander and ginger and all in mine. You can be putting red onion in there. You can drop in a couple of peas frozen. You can grate some carrot into that as well. Whatever you have, throw it in there. Treat it as if it's you would a soup or an omelette. And, you know, you don't have to rigidly stick to the ingredients I used. It is just an absolute – the one thing I would say to stick to is the pork, because the pork mince for me – we don't use it as much as they would in other countries, and it is absolutely beautiful, you know.
Gary, as always, sounds delicious. That is Gary O'Hanlon, executive chef at the K Club, and we upload all of our items. So if you missed any of the detail of that one, you can always have a listen back. Just
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.